This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. President Draupadi Murmu today said that the gruesome rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata has left the nation shocked and urged people to collectively say, enough is enough. She said the recent spate of crimes against women should force honest self-introspection to uncover the roots of the malaise. The president said this in a statement shared on her social media platform. She added that she was dismayed and horrified when she came to hear of the incident. President Murmu further said that what is more depressing is the fact that it was not the only incident of its kind and is part of a series of crimes against women. She added that even as students, doctors and citizens were protesting in Kolkata, criminals remained on the prowl elsewhere. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan and Health Secretary Apoorva Chandra today co-chaired a meeting with state chief secretaries and DGPs on immediate steps taken for safety and security of doctors and healthcare professionals. Home Secretary requested the officers to ensure installation of CCTV cameras in blind spots, integration with the 112 helpline for healthcare workers, access control of large hospitals, sharing of revamped positions under Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita in the hospitals with high footfall. Health Secretary Apoorva Chandra encouraged the states to come up with innovative ideas and laid emphasis on some of the immediate measures which can be considered to enhance the security and provide safer working environment for healthcare workers. The government has approved 12 new greenfield industrial smart cities under National Industrial Corridor Development Program to transform the country's industrial landscape. Addressing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the combined estimated investment in these industrial areas will be 28,602 crore rupees. The cabinet has also approved proposal for the conduct of e-auctions for 730 private FM channels in 234 new cities. The move aims to boost local content in mother tongue and create new employment opportunities. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved two new lines and one multi-tracking project of Indian Railways at estimated cost of 6,456 crore rupees. Union Cabinet has decided to provide financial assistance to the state governments of Northeastern region for development of hydroelectric projects. The Cabinet has approved the proposal of the Ministry of Power in this regard. The scheme has an outlay of 4,136 crore rupees, which will be implemented from 2024-25 to 2031-32. Under the scheme, a cumulative hydro capacity of about 15,000 megawatt will be supported. Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today said that the government is taking major steps to reduce the number of road accidents in the country. He said that road audits are being done to find out the cause of accidents, especially on highways. In addition, ambulance vehicles and their staff are being upgraded with the latest technology to rescue the injured people timely from the accident sites. The External Affairs Ministry has said the Qatar authorities have handed over two saroops of Guru Granth Sahib to the Indian Embassy in Doha. The saroops were taken from an Indian national in a case related to running a religious establishment without approvals. In Bihar, flood has caused extensive damage to infrastructure and public properties in Bhagalpur, West Champaran, Khagadia, Kishanganj, Patna and Katihar districts. Thousands of people have been affected due to the rise of water levels of Ganga, Gandak, Kosi, Mahananda and other rivers. Due to incessant rainfall in catchment areas, several rivers are flowing above danger mark and have inundated connecting roads in different villages. And the Paralympic Games 2024 will officially get underway in Paris today and will go on till 8 September. The opening ceremony will start at 11:30 tonight. A total of 84 Indian para-athletes will compete in this edition of the Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.